In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on September 17th, 2015. This is the official podcast of For Whom the CowbellTolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm wonderful. I am wonderful. Thank you for asking. You ask every week, and you're very kind to do so.
Yeah, no problem.
So today on the show, we're going to talk about the mighty Northwestern State Demons. Woo!
I'm not excited.
Oh, well.
Not at all.
Way to be a Debbie Downer over there, Ethan.
This game's just going to be so lame. Unless it turns into what Arizona State had with Cal Poly, or what Auburn had with Jacksonville State, in which case that game will still be lame because we'll all be really upset.
And I hope it doesn't become Washington State, Portland State. Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, we definitely don't want that.
We'll also be doing our SEC picks, and because we've got no questions in our Northwestern State preview, we'll probably take a good 5 minutes. We're going to look at top 25 games, and there aren't a lot, so this is going to be a short show. Get prepared, folks. But yeah, let's dive right into the demons of Northwestern State. Ethan, I've got some facts about Northwestern State.
Go for it.
Number one, their mascot, they're the demons.
That's not they're pleasant.
Satanic creatures.
It's not as bad as Wake Forest, though.
The Demon Deacons. Aren't those demon-like...
Demon Preachers.
Demon Preachers.
There's something wrong about that.
It's not good. Fact number two. They are located in Louisiana, to be exact. They are... I don't know how to pronounce this. They are located... Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Because their rival is in Nacogdoches. So. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's some Native American name that I learned a while back.
So, they are in the same... So, Northwestern
no,
State
it's
and the...
No, it's Natchitoches, and then over on the other side of the Louisiana-Texas border is Nacogdoches, Texas, which everybody calls Nack-a-Nowhere because it's a lot like Starkville in that it doesn't get respect about the town and such. Yeah, it's a long story.
Ethan Lee, our Texas expert. Go to him if you're going to go to Texas. He'll give you some tourist advice. And fact number three, John Cohen, who is Mississippi State's baseball coach, as you know, or hopefully you know. His first ever head coaching job was with the Demons of Northwestern State, where he won 2 Southland Conference championships and was named Southland Conference Coach of the Year 2 times. So, yeah, that's fun. And their head coach is Jay Thomas, who has compiled a total record of 12-14 as he is in his third year with Northwestern State. Yeah, that is about it.
This game's just not going to be fun for anyone. Even if we win in like 73-10 or whatever, it won't be fun. I don't understand why teams like winning by 70-something points against these little guys.
Are you making a shot at Ole Miss? Are you sub-speaking them?
I don't think this game, in any scenario, will be fun for us. Yes. take what you will from the reference to Ole Miss. I don't think this will be fun at all. The LSU game, as heartbreaking as it was at least fun in the fourth quarter.
Fun until the last 8 seconds of the fourth quarter.
The Southern Miss game put us on edge, but it was entertaining. You weren't entertained. I was entertained. I yelled a lot.
I fell asleep in the third quarter.
You definitely weren't. And had it not been at freaking midnight, it wouldn't have been as bad. Neither of these two games would have been as bad, in my opinion, if it hadn't been at midnight. The point is, this game's going to suck. I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win big. I don't think we're going to put up 70-something points because that's just ridiculous.
Because, I mean, in the past, Dan Mullen has known for, you know, maybe scoring 50.
Yeah.
And then putting on the breaks. I think the most Mississippi State has ever scored under Dan Mullen was that, like, 60-something point game against Troy back in 2013.
I think you're right.
But if you want to know more about Northwestern State's football program, I'll tell you. Last year, in 2014, Northwestern State traveled to Louisiana Tech.
Last year,
Louisiana Tech's defensive coordinator was one Manny Diaz, and the Demons of Northwestern State defeated Louisiana Tech 30-27. Manny Diaz is current, and as far as I know, this is the only meeting between any team that he's been a part of and Northwestern State. Manny Diaz is 0-1 against the Demons.
So you're saying that you expect Northwestern State to put up 30 points on a Manny Diaz defense?
I never said that.
Okay.
So far this season, Northwestern State is 0-2, with a loss to the 19th ranked at the time in the FCS, Southeastern Louisiana. They lost that game 34-20, and a loss at Louisiana Lafayette 44-17. So, yeah.
I repeat, this game's not going to be fun. Your facts are more fun than what this game is going to be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I take that as a compliment.
I mean, it's not hard to be more entertaining than what this game is going to be, though. For just saying.
Some other opponents that Northwestern State's going to be playing this year. They are going to be playing whatever the heck... Well, you would probably know this college, Ethan, because it's in Texas, and you know everything about Texas, apparently.
Apparently.
But they'll be playing Incarnate Word.
Oh, I do know that college.
The Incarnate Word Cardinals. They are in the Southland Conference, alongside Northwestern State. And the only team, and right now we are getting, this game is so bad that I'm looking through Incarnate Word's schedule. The only team that Incarnate Word has beaten this year is Texas A&M Kingsville. Not Texas A&M, but Texas A&M Kingsville.
Close enough. I have a friend that goes there.
A&M Do
Kingsville.
You?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not Incarnate Word, not the Northwestern State, but I have a friend that goes to A&M Kingsville.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that is great to know.
Yeah, this game's just going to be so free. How many times am I going to say it on this show? I remember week one, I said Southern Miss was just not good. A lot, more or less.
Well, then that means you shouldn't say that this game is going to be lame a lot, because that ultimately means that we're not going to play well.
But there's no scenario in which this game is a good game from our perspective, is there?
Well, from our perspective, we saw Auburn go to overtime with Jacksonville State.
That was fun.
That was fun. I'm sad that Auburn won.
But it wouldn't be fun for us. You know, it would be lame for us if we go to overtime with this cupcake. Or if they come to Davis-Wade Stadium and do what Toledo did to Arkansas. There's just no scenario where this is fun for us. At least for me. I don't take pleasure in beating teams 70-something points to 20-something points. So...
In fact, you just took a really... You pretty much just did a shot at Ole Miss, because they did beat a team 70-something points to 20-something points.
Yeah, it was Fresno State.
Yes, yeah. The Bulldogs. So, yeah.
Wait. Fun fact, real quick. Fresno State actually, Fresno State has two quarterbacks that Mullen tried to recruit, Chase and Virgil, and Zach Greenlee. If I remember correctly, Chase and Virgil threw two interceptions. So,
yeah, Chase and Virgil.
The guy who bashed Dan Mullen.
Well, yeah, he gray-shirted him.
Yeah.
And he decommitted.
And then he goes and throws two interceptions against Ole Miss, so maybe it's a
good both pick. Of which were, I believe both of which were pick sixes.
No, I don't think he was playing late in the game.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to look up the stats because we have...
See, this game is so boring. We're currently looking up stats. Ole Miss's 73-21 win over Fresno State. This has absolutely nothing to do with Northwestern State. But hey. Do 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 do
almost.
Okay.
Oh, it was for an interception touchdown in the the first quarter. One was a pick six. They were both pick sixes.
Hmm.
Were there multiple? How many interceptions?
This is the worst show we've ever made.
I think Ole Miss had Ole Miss had something like three pick sixes in this last game. So maybe it wasn't all their offense's fault that they put up 73 points, but. Whatever. This just knocking.
You know, if any of you were expecting us to talk about, like, players that could be playing in this game or opportunities to see offensive linemen or whatever, too bad. Ethan, what is your prediction for this Mississippi State Northwestern State game?
We win big. I think the running game will get back on track, but I think that's more of a indictment on who we're playing rather than the running game actually getting figured out. I think the offensive line will start to mesh a little bit better. I think we are going to see more of the hurry-up offense. And I wouldn't be surprised if, even in the first half, Dak throws it 20-something times and is out after halftime. I don't expect to see him run much more. At least I hope he doesn't. And, just for another shot at Ole Miss, just for the fun of it, I think we beat, they beat Tennessee Martin 76-3, so I'm just going to go ahead and say we're going to beat the, Demons of Northwestern State 77-2. Just for fun. And that 2 will be just... I don't know.
We're going to give up a safety to them?
Yeah, because the offensive line has questions.
I'm going to say Mississippi State wins 55-7. And that is based on no logic. I'm just throwing out numbers.
Yeah.
So, that was one heck of a preview from Northwestern State.
That was the worst segment we've ever done.
I think this is the worst show we've ever done.
It's about to get a lot better.
About a fourth of that was me singing, the Jeopardy theme.
So do you have the updated record for the leaderboard of the two-man SEC Pick'em Challenge?
Yes, that is actually a presented by DraftKings.
Oh gosh. I mean, I wouldn't.
Only at DraftKings.
I wouldn't be upset if they or FanDuel endorsed us because they're freaking everywhere.
They are everywhere. They're even on Bulldog Sports Radio.
They are?
Yeah, that's one of their sponsors.
FanDuel or DraftKings?
DraftKings.
Where did these two... How did they get so big so quick?
Because ESPN did something.
I just don't know anyone who uses them. I don't know anyone who knows anyone who uses them.
Well, they give out a lot of money.
Is it...
They've got a lot of money to spend.
Is Donald Trump involved with these guys or something? Did he just put all his fortune into DraftKings and FanDuel? Like, I don't understand.
This is more Bill Gates type.
On to the SEC Pick'em.
Yes, I have a one-game lead. You got a point from me with Kentucky's win over South Carolina.
Probably one of the dumbest games of the weekend. Neither of us watched it, but it was just a dumb game. Looking at the score and such.
Well, that was... We watched some of it, since some of it was played on the Jumbotron.
Fair enough. We just didn't watch the game.
The entire game.
Which, that being said, I wouldn't have watched that game the entire way through because of how dumb it was.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But I have a lead of 19-5. That's my record, and you have a record of 18-6. So ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha.
Are you done now?
In your face.
So on to this week. Because I'm going to close the gap somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to pick UConn over Missouri in what could be another Indiana win last year?
But at least Missouri had good receivers last year. They don't even have that this year.
I went watch Missouri lose to Connecticut. I mean, goodness.
I'm going to take Mizzou, but...
Couldn't this be like a four-point game? This could be like 17-13.
I don't think Missouri's going to score that much.
So it's going to be like 3-2?
Yes. It'll be 3-2.
I'm picking Missouri as well. And that's going to be a game on ESPN. I mean, like the big time.
Man.
ESPN.
Right after game day, that's what they're going to go to.
Huskies versus the Tigers.
That's worse of a buzzkill than, what was it, the Northwestern and Stanford game?
That was just stupid.
On to our next game.
That was a game of stupid football.
Yeah.
Nevada at Texas A&M. I don't think that Nevada has an offensive stat that is better than in the 90s in the FBS.
Which is a shame because just a couple years ago they were really good.
I remember a couple years ago when they beat Boise State when they missed that field goal.
Yep.
Remember that? Yeah, I watched that game.
Did you watch the Arizona... Nevada bowl game in like New Mexico or whatever?
No.
Nevada ended up like blowing it and had a 2-touchdown lead with like a minute left. It was phenomenal.
You must not like Nevada.
No, it was one of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen. It was like Rich Rod's first year at Arizona. Just incredible to watch.
I see. Well, Nevada's playing your favorite team of Texas A&M. Who are you picking? The Aggies or the Wolfpack?
If it was a couple years ago, I'd be tempted to pick Nevada. Wait, wasn't that guy who looked like a WWE star from Nevada last year?
Brock Hecking.
Yeah,
yes.
Is he still there?
No.
Then A&M's going to win.
I agree. Number 18, Auburn, dropping 12 spots from number 6 a week ago because of their victory over Jacksonville State. At number 13, LSU.
I'll let you lead here.
I'm picking LSU.
What I don't get is why...
Oh, God. Are you going to pick Auburn?
So many people... God. Peter Burns with the SEC Network just tweeted out some... He didn't just tweet it out. He tweeted out something. It was either today or yesterday. It was along the lines of, wouldn't be surprised to see LSU win by 21, wouldn't be surprised to see Auburn by 21. You know, I don't get why people are so enamored with this Auburn team, even after we've seen them, you know, a dumpster fire performance against Louisville, who is not a good team. You know, a dumpster fire performance against Jacksonville State, who was probably better than Louisville. I'm going to stick with LSU.
Good boy.
By like 7 touchdowns.
Oh, my.
It's not going to be close. Leonard Fournette's going to put himself at the front of the Heisman race.
Okay. So, next up. Oh, we've already done Northwestern State and Mississippi State. Austin, oh my, Austin Peay at Vanderbilt, yeah.
Does this game have to be played? Can't they just both lose?
Nope.
Vanderbilt
by about 3.
They have a good, relatively good defense this year. I mean, I say good. They, who was their first opponent again?
Western Kentucky.
They held them to 14 points, and Western Kentucky went to go put up like 38 against Louisiana Tech. I don't know if it's just because Louisiana Tech is missing Manny Diaz or what, but, you know, in that 2-game stretch, maybe Vanderbilt's defense is better this year. Their offense certainly isn't. Yeah, that's about it for Vanderbilt. They're still bad. Okay.
South Carolina at Georgia. And by the way, I did pick Vanderbilt last. Yeah, so South Carolina at Georgia.
Georgia always seems to find a way to lose to Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
No matter how bad South Carolina is.
Indeed.
That being said, I still think Georgia's going to make it to the playoffs. I still think they're that good of a team. I think this is the year that Mark Richt finally, like, sets the record straight against Steve Spurrier. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Georgia win by, like, 3 or 4 touchdowns.
I've got the Georgia Bulldogs winning, too. So, we all have the exact same picks so far, and I presume it's going to be the same as the Catamounts of Western Carolina travel to the Vols of Tennessee.
We've seen a lot of frustration at Butch Jones through our friend Charlie Burris and the Tennessee Vols lately, and obviously you've seen it more than I have, being up in Tennessee. How bad would it be for them if Western Carolina won this game? Would he be fired on the spot?
Yeah.
He's not going to get fired, but it just...
You could certainly justify it.
Yeah.
We both picked Tennessee. Here we go. Last year... These two teams, I believe, have actually played the last 2 years. Now they're playing again in a third year in a row. The Red Raiders of Texas Tech, the Fightin' Cliff Kingsbury's at Arkansas. Cliff Kingsbury versus Brett Bielema, when it comes to appearance, is as opposite as you could possibly make two people.
Yeah.
And...
You know, this Arkansas team just isn't really good either.
Really, neither is Texas Tech.
No, but at least they're good on one side of the ball, whereas Arkansas can't even figure out how to play defense or offense right now.
I presume that you're probably going to pick someone that I'm not going to pick.
I'm picking Texas Tech.
I'm going to stick with Arkansas.
Okay.
Sticking with Arkansas. So there we go. We finally have something differing. It's about time. Now, Ethan, you can have a chance at tying me now. So I pick Arkansas, you pick Texas Tech, and now the rematch of last year's triple overtime thriller. Kentucky trying to beat Florida for the first time in 28 years as the Gators travel to the Lexington.
You take this one.
I'm picking Kentucky.
You're picking Kentucky?
Yeah.
Well, then I don't even really have to do anything surprising because that's surprising in itself. I don't see why people are enamored with this Kentucky team. I mean, I've already said it that they start out really well against teams, but then they, you know, struggle in the second half. I've highlighted their second half struggles against Louisiana Lafayette and
South Carolina
in my most recent article. They really don't do well in the second half, and Florida's a much deeper team than either, you know, than all three of the teams I just mentioned, including Kentucky. And I think Florida's going to win. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be controversial, like last year's game. But I think Florida finds a way to win. And I don't think we'll see a clip of Jim McElwain exploding this time. I think he'll be happy to survive Lexington.
Okay.
Did you see that video?
Yes, I did see that video.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Yeah. He can yell, and he needs to wear a looser. He needs to wear better fitting shirts.
I didn't think there was anyone scarier than Will Muschamp, but from everything I've seen of Will Muschamp on the Auburn sideline, he seems really like he's on Xanax.
And probably then, is.
Then there's his replacement over at, you know, at Florida, Jim McElwain, who I thought the dude was really chill. I thought they brought him in because he was the anti-Muschamp. And there's got to be something about the swamp that just does that to you.
I think it is Florida. I mean, Urban Meyer apparently had health problems when he left Florida.
Spurrier was crazy and always threw his visor.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all Spurrier's fault.
Is it?
Probably. I don't know.
Whatever you say. So, we have differing picks.
Twice now.
Again, so you have the opportunity to take a lead against me.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to wrap it up with the 8:15 p.m. game on ESPN College Game Day. At this game again, Ole Miss at Alabama. I presume we're going to have the same pick here.
I would think so.
Yeah.
There's something that really intrigues me about this Ole Miss team. I don't know how good their defense is, and I've highlighted that with other teams. It's got a lot of talent, probably more talent than every other SEC team outside of Alabama and LSU. Because of that 2013 class that everybody talks about. The offense is loaded. You know, the defense is talented. The offense is loaded, too. Their biggest question mark is at running back. They still haven't, to my knowledge, found someone to take over the running game. I'm interested in seeing what Machine Gun Kelly can do in Tuscaloosa. This will be a huge game. He's never played a game in this type of environment. I've been to games at Alabama. My sister went there. It is absolutely crazy.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, the fan base is very interesting.
I'm not surprised.
I think this will be a shootout. I don't really see much
a shootout.
Defense.
Pew pew.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't going there, but yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
I think Derrick Henry will have a great game. I think this... I just don't know what to make of this game, really, outside of the fact that it'll be high scoring. I'm picking Bama just mm-hmm. because they're the proven team. But it really would not surprise me to see Ole Miss win this.
Okay. I'm going to play a 6-second clip to describe my feelings about this game, okay?
Okay.
Alabama be having my back, baby! Roll Tide, roll!
Roll Tide, roll!
What was that?
I'll send it to you.
Oh, gosh.
Let's play it again.
Alabama be having my back, baby! Roll Tide, roll!
Roll Tide. Alabama will beat Ole Miss.
Will Kanye have a good game? For those that don't know, who was it, Phyllis from Mulga?
Phyllis said that Kanye West was on Alabama's team.
In reference to Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that's as good of a way as we're going to end the show as humanly possible. That'll wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. Ethan Lee, do you have any final thoughts?
Not so much in the way of final thoughts. We do have an announcement that we are going to, you know, all questions. We didn't do questions this time. One, because the show needed to be shorter. But two, because
we didn't
get
any questions.
That too. We didn't announce it. But in any way, you know, we are transitioning to doing questions one of our shows, and that'll be on Tuesdays. I had a final thought besides that, I thought, but I guess not. And that rhymed. I did get challenged to a rap battle, so I should probably.
That's true, you did. You did get challenged.
Or someone named
Ethan. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be needing to drop that fire mixtape pretty soon here.
I should probably do that. You know, jump onto the Starkville music scene.
You and the Nappy Wigs.
Yeah.
So that'll wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. On Tuesday, we will be talking about that exciting Northwestern State game, going over our SEC picks, and answering any questions that you may have, and any other Mississippi State news that breaks over the weekend. But until then, thank you all for listening, and bye-bye, everybody.